We are on Daf Samaches Amad Beis. A little after a third of the Yomit, Tana Rabbanon Ein Shamin Loi Esaizim V'loi Esarachelim V'loi Kol Dovo She'ini Oise V'oichel L'machze. That means one cannot give over izim or rechelim, and not oise v'oichel. So that means in the only thing that the mekabel is getting, he's getting half of the profits, but he's mekabel in himself the chayis of half. That's a taich l'machze, m'risham. So this is not permissible because he's not getting anything for his tircha. That means it's ainei oise v'oichel. That means the izim don't do anything if we do malacha. So the malacha will subsidize the omol that the mekabel is doing to be megabel them. But if they're not oise v'oichel, and the only thing you're doing for him is you're giving him machzeh schar, and it's machzeh schar, machzeh hefsed. So it comes out, he's being oisik v'chelkoi shel hanoisen for free. So it's chibbis. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, imel shomin eseizim, mibnei shechel vois. No, it could be shom the izim because they give milk. Es orechelim mibnei shegoizes ois. It can be goizes the rechelim from their wool. Vishoit vois umurtois. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, v'loi kol dovo she einai oise v'oichel. Aval oise v'oichel kegoin pore hachereshes. V'chamer atayenis masui, pilosam hus char omolomozim. That means, if the poro, he's being megadol the poro, he's taking care of the poro is giving blodes. So, and he derives a fringe benefit for having the poro by him, that he's chayrish with the poro. And the chamer is toyim masui, so pulosam, so then their work, huschar omol amozin. So you're paying him for his omol amozin. But if you're giving him izim or rechelim, so they're not oisais, they're not oisais vaichlois, they need mozin and they need tipul, and you're not paying him for him. That is what the Tanakhama says. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Sham nesiz ne shechel veis. No, they give milk. Es rechel ne shegoizes ois. Your goizes. Vishayt veis umertois. What does this mean? Vishayt veis umertois. So Rashi says, Vishayt veis kshayivrim benoho. When the izim go in the noho, hamayim shaytfin min hagize. So the mei hano wash off a chelik from the gize, vuhu naitla, and he, this mekabel, takes this shtifis gize for himself. Umertois, kshe'oivrois bein hakoitzim, or when they go between thorns, so the thorns tear off a chelik of the gize. So this belongs to the mekabel. So we'll see, but the Gemara is going to explain this soon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda said, by izim and rechelim, he gets the cholov, by the izim, he gets the goizes ois, he gets the shayt ois, he gets the mert ois. So Mamel, it's Mutter. So he's getting a lot of benefits. Ves Atan the Goyles, and you're allowed to be megadol yenem stan negoilus b'mneishi oisav oichelus. It the tanagoilus lays eggs. So memela, that's also, it's oise. So memela, so therefore it is mutter. Fine. Frechte gemore, vetane kame, diese, vecholov, leisipek, leschar, amoloi, mezoine. Frechte gemore, what's pshat, vetane kame? The Tanna Kama says, you're not mekabel izim v'tal negoylem, izim v'rechelem, because they're not oisites, they don't do work, they're not chayrish, they're not toin masli, but they, there's a profit that mekabel benefits from them. He is the cholov, he is the gizeh. V'tane kame gize v'cholov leisipek l'schar amoloi umezoinoi. So the Gemara says, b'gize v'cholov kula alma loipligi. That's poshet. If you'll give the mekabel, the gize, and the cholov, and the mechalik and the vlodis, that's gemaltik. He's getting a very good pay for the Amalamozin, Kipligi binisyuvi vitoisri. The machloikis between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is, if he doesn't get the cholov, he only gets the whey from the cholov, the mei cholov he gets. And vitusri means he doesn't get the gize, he only gets that what falls from the gize. That means the shait voice and the mirtois, that what it is shaitev, and when it goes to water, so these strands of gize he gets, but he gets very little. Tanakama sova lo Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Tanakama holds like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Omar noisin lo ischore mishulam. That in order to make it ois ribis, you have to pay the mekabel, ischore mishulam. So if he's only getting the strands of gizeh that fall off through the merita, through the thorns, through that when it goes through water, so that's not sufficient. You have to give him a schore mishula. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, sova lo kavua. Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That in order to make it ois ribis, you don't have to give him a geherige schirus. If you give him a token of appreciation, that's also sufficient. So memele, so that's the machlokes Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda holds that toisri, that what falls off, that's what's nicer from the gize, that is enough. Let us see Rashi. The Tanna Kamma gize v'cholov leisipek. Bishar amoloi mezoine betmiye, bechi gizo shal rechelem, bechalev ha'izim ene maspik lishar amoloi mezoine, giving him good profits. So the Gemara answers, begize v'cholov kulam amoloi pligi, im nos bal behemish leilachlik behem. If the Baal Behemah is masking that they're not going to divide up the Gizan Cholov, that he's giving him for Schore. So that's Gevaldik. That's a very good payment. But we're speaking about the Nisyuvi, May psilis hachalov shekayre mashke. That's the way. That's the giving. V'toisri shtifas umaritas orechela. That what falls off, b'shas it goes through water or it goes through thorns. Toisri targum shel noishrim. The not it falls. The notri ayidei shtifa umarita. So there's a problem over here. The Gemara says that Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda is when the Mekabel only gets the Shaitveis and Mertais. So then Rabbi Yossi holds this is sufficient, the Tanna Kamma holds it's not sufficient. So the Rishash asks Akasha, but how do you learn the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Oimer Shomin Esayizin Mibnei Shechelvois Bes Orchevim Mibnei Shegoizizois Vishaitvois Umertois. So it says Mibnei Shegoizizois Vaistois, there's that he gets a chelik of the gizer. So Rashi says, Pshat, the Mekabel doesn't get the chelik of the gizer. He only gets the shait face and the mertais. This Kasha the Rishash asks, because they want to say a different Pshat, not like Rashi. I saw the Itzim before she a Talmud, he says, a Gvaldike Pshat, according to Rashi. And he says, Pshat is like this. By Izim and by Rechelim, the Chalukah could be in two inyonim. The Chalukah could be in the Vlodis. That's one way you can look at it. And the Tashlumim is in the Gizim, the Cholov. That means we were Mechalik, the Vlodis together. And the tashlumim to the mekabel is the giz and cholov. You can take all the giz for yourself, all the cholov for yourself. And that's how the Gemara learned in the Haramina. And the Gemara is takasha. So what's the soul of the Tanna Kamma? You're paying him very well. So the Gemara says no. So the Eitzel says, the Gemara's Mechadosh like this, no, we're speaking about that the Chalukah was not in the Vlodis. The chalukah was in the cholov and in the giza. That was the chalukah. They divided the giza and the cholov. And what is he getting for his tirche? Either in the siuvi, he's getting from the cholov, he's getting the way from the cholov. That's his schar tirche. And by the giza, he's not getting anything. He's getting half of the giza, but he's getting the shaitveis and the moirtois. So Chelveis in Goyzezeis is speaking about not what the Mekabel gets, but the Mechalik. The Mechalik, the Gzize and the Cholov. And he's getting from the Cholov, the Shuvi, and Teisri is, that means that what falls off from the Gzize of the Rechelik. Yeah, zogt die Gemara weiter. Tano Rabbonon, Maskeres Ishe Lechavoto, Tarnagoyles Bishnei Efroich. An Ishe could be Maske Lechavoto Tarnagoyles, or Tarnagoyles to sit on Yenem's Beim, Bishnei Efroichem, to get paid Shnei Efroichem. That will be the payment. Ishe sha'omro lechavoto tarnagoylish shali. An Ishe that goes to the chavoto and says, listen, I have a tarnagoylis. Ubeim shalichi. You have beim. Now, you want that your beim should hatch. You don't have a tarnagoylis to sit on the beim. I have a tarnagoylis. You have beim. Vani va'at nachlik befreich. So the Isha says, come, so I'll you have your payim that you want them to hatch, but you need a Tarnagailus. I have a Tarnagailus. So I'll be moishiv my Tarnagailus on the payim, and we'll split up the Freuchem. Rab Yehuda Mater, Rab Shimon Oysa. Rab Yehuda says this is Mutter, Rab Shimon Oysa. Rab Yehuda Loiboy Schar Amoloy Mazaymai. The Gemara, but there's Amol and Mosin over here. And for the Gemara, Ike Deim Muzorais. Now, let us see Rashi. Try to understand a little of the Gemara. Zot Rashi, maskeres isha lechavoto, tarnagoiles, b'shnei efroichim lishono. Two efroichim for the year. Now, why Rashi says this, we'll come back. Isha she'amro, isha she'yeshlo tarnagoiles. Now, Muter, now Rashi is explaining what this din is. Isha sheyesh lo tarnagoiles. Muteres loima lebalas habayim. Veloshen schiris. Tni li bayim. Vo'oishiv tarnagoiles aleim. That means you have bayim. I'll be moishiv my tarnagoiles on them. Ve'etrach be'efroichim. And I'll take care of the efroichim. Ve'etol shnei efroichim mischori. And I'll take two efroichim. That's my payment. And that's mutter. Avol beloshin chaluke. But what is if this woman says this beloshin chaluke? Pligi bo v'kosa rabshim. Then rabshim and asos. The whole Loshen Chalukah, if it says, and that's the second Bove in this Baraisa, second Bove is, Ishi Shama Lachavata Tanagelish Leibayim Shalchi, and Ivat Nach Loik Be'afroichim, will divide the Afroichim. The whole Loshen Chalukah Iskei, Bokoiva Lehevsid Kishal. So this, I have said also, but even the chayis chatzi beyim aleho, ishtakech pal benilte. Abo beloshin schiris, ein a chayis a beyim al balas atal negoyis. The ritis loshin of Rashi would see the difference between the first case and the second case is it matters what loshen is used. If the loshen is that will divide the loshen chalukah, so that means the whole loshen chalukah iskei. Then it means we're making an iske. Whatever it would seem, whatever the oifen achalukah is, and then is koyva lehefsed l'schal because he's mekabel achayis. That means when we say we're going to divide the profits, it means also, and you're mekabel achayis on half also. That is the translation of chalukah, even though they did not say it rochel mitchaktane, but they said chalukah. So if you say chalukah, then that means we're making an iske, and an iske is also. According to the Tanakhama. Rav, in the first case, they didn't say a loshen chaluke. They said a loshen of schirus. I'm renting you my Tanagoilis. Muteres loyma lebalas habayim beloshen schirus. I'll rent you my Tanagoilis and you'll pay me a freichem. So if you say a loshen of renting and paying, so it's not an iske, there's no kabbalas achayis, and then it's mutter. That's l'chayre derehitas loshen of Rashi. I saw in the Mesifta, he brings down, Rashi said, when Rashi started the beginning of the case, the first bove, Maskeres Isha Lechavata Tanagoylis Bishnei Afroichim Lishona. Two Afroichim for a year. Now what does Rashi say, two Afroichim for a year? Why couldn't Rashi say, whenever there'll be Afroichim, I'll take two Afroichim for the Schiris? So he says, he's medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, that if you will say, afil haloshon maskeres, but if he say, from every crop of afroichim, I'm going to get two, that's also chaluke. So I have a chaluke in the prophets, two afroichim. From 100 afroichim, I have two. So that is chaluke, and the minute you say chaluke, so that's iska ready. The word chaluk is trait. That's why Rashi says, if the same maskeres lishone, there'll be 20 times there'll be a fleichim. And I'll get two a fleichim a year. That makes it schiris. That's how. So it's made up to the meduyik in the lotion of Rashi. Lidavoini, I don't understand. Yesterday we learned a toisvis, and daf samach chesom edalev. The bottom Taisus, Daf Samaches, Amadal of Taisus gave us guidelines. When is it an iske and when is it not an iske? So the bottom Taisus says, when you're shom, when I give it to him and I'm shom, shom is gematri iske. I want it exactly, we should know how much it's worth now. So the reason for the shume is that you mekabel achayis, you want to know how much money you owe. If it's not shom, so it's not a niske, so there's no achayis. So Taisvis said over here, it's tolin shume, not shume. And here, then, in this paraisa, we have other guidelines, aloshen maskeres, and two for ashone. So I don't know how these two things stem. Abba kaponim, that's al kaponim, the svar of the Tanakhame. That holds when it is an iske, he has to pay him schar, amoloi, umezoine. And Rabbi Yehuda matter, and Rabbi Yehuda's matter. So the Gemara is takashe and Rabbi Yehuda, why is he matter? And what's with schar, amoloi, umezoine? He's doing it for free. So the Gemara says, ike beyim muzoris. So what does this mean? Ike beyim muzoris. Beyim muzoris means she'enam kultois efroyach. This is a egg that was not fertilized, but this was an egg that a chicken sat on it for 5 days, 10 days, and we have to know this egg, and a chicken and efroyach won't come out of it, but it is very not tasty, to put it mildly. It doesn't taste good. It's mutter to eat, but it's a very not good egg. So Rashi says, that's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda, Ike beyim muzoris. She'enom keltais efroyach, v'neitlosom bischoro. So that means, in this asik, afilu, we said aloshim chaluke. We're going to divide the profits in the afroichin, and we didn't say about schar amole v'tilchet. But their beyim muzoris, that means vinisht vi, many chickens did not become fertilized. V'noit losam bischoro. Here the isha, the balas atanagoylis, takes these eggs, bischoro, v'hein mutores v'achile, and you're allowed to eat these eggs, damrinim b'shchitas chulen, beyim muzores, nefesh hayofa teichlein. Beyim muzores, nefesh hayofa means a person who's not a mefunik, and he's not so makpid on what he eats, he's allowed to eat it. If he wants to eat it, there's no baltashak, so he's allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda letameh, the Omar filatovel ime betziu zeh schorim. So that means if there is some profit that he can derive, so that's enough to make it ice ribbons. For Rab Shimon l'taime, damanaito scharei mishulam. Rab Shimon holds you need scharei mishulam. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, ike binayu, ike beyim muzores. Zok Taisvis, the shalgu bachila. Kedemrin beilu treifis. Beyim muzores, nefesh hayofe, nefesh hayofe treifis. Lekol the meima, my motzo beim uzoris yelech the beisay reiko. But Tosfos amarid the kekasha. That means like this: what will be if all the eggs became fertilized? Normally, I mean, that's it. The balas habeim aren't that eggs should be fertilized. So what if all the eggs are fertilized? So according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, how is this mutter? So he's not getting anything. The Taisvis, the Beyim Muzores Shchichi Tuve. This is a very shchich, the Kizach, that there should be Beyim Muzores. Hilkach Afimu Kiloi Motso Shorin. So Taisvis says, Amoyer de Kechidish. This is Amoyer de Kechidish that Rabbi Yehuda said. That means, most probably, the Mekabel will have Beyim Muzores to eat. So that's called he's getting paid. What will be if Lemaise, there won't be any Beyim Muzores? But since he was given a Asik, that with most probability there will be Beyim Muzores, that's also called a payment. So somebody the Kachidish, Afilu, he got nothing. But since he was given a Asik, which most probably he will get, that's also called a payment. So bad some other say pshat, that this is even a bigger Kachidish, that Rabbi said before. Rabbi said, Tovel Imei Betzir is also good. So Tovel Imei Betzir, but Elmaisi gave him something. Here he gave him, he ended up with nothing. But since he gave him an ASIC, which in probability he'll get something, so that's called, there's no Issa Ribis. Tanna Rabbana. Now we have a Mordeki Gemara. Seems as a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now let us try to figure out the Dvar Shitas Rashi. Tano Rabbono. Mokem shenogu lahalois schar katov lemois lebehimo malin vein mishanin miminik amedine. Now let us see what Rashi says. Hochi garsine. Mokem shenogu lahalois Schakotev Lemois Lebahima Malik. Mokim Shenogo Zakrashi Shahasham Agolim Sayochim Ktanim Lemachse Lechaveloi. It was Sham Noisen Loi Mois Bishar Shemoitzion Umachnison Alksefoi Malin. Now, let us just explain what this means. It says in the Mishnah, Ein shomin agolin sayochin lemechze, elim kein noisin loy schar amoloy umazoyne. Now, I'm learning Pshat and Rashi, the way the Beis Aaron says Pshat and Rashi, and let's just understand what the Gemara is saying over here. The Mishnah says, Agolim Sayochim, these are young calves or young horses or donkeys, and a person is going to be Megadol them. So the Mishnah says, so when you're Megadol Agolim Sayochim, you have to give him Schar Amolei Umazoyne. Whatever that is, you have to pay him. Based the Mishnah is going according, let's say, according to Rashi, according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, you have to give him, you have to pay him well. So over here, if a person give someone a golem, a sayochem, you have to pay him. Shkar amalei amazayim. You have to pay him. There are rates for amal, for mazayim. You have to pay him. What else is chibis? Now, the Baraisa comes to tell us, mokem shenogu lahalois shkar kato, which means, there was certain places, now besides the shkar, amal, mazayim, that one encounters when he's megadol a golem esayochim, there is another tiche which one gets involved with. And that means, by a golem esayochim ktanim, so sometimes they don't want to go where they're supposed to go. So the mekabel has to carry them. Is to bring them there. Is to be machnis al kseifoi. So there's a katov. There's a kitov that is besides the omel and the tircha of being megadol them. There is a extra tircha which applies if a person has a golem and sayochim. Fine, there's extra tich. Now, perhaps this tich, we don't have to address this as a new cost. We can say, well, that's nichlau in the omol, you pay amol. This includes the schar of the kitov that he carries it out on his shoulders, he brings it back. But there was a mokim. Mokim shenohagu lahalois schar katov lemois lebeim. This place, the minika mokim is that they pay separately for this. There's a special charge for the schar kitov. That means, besides the omol, a mozain, that is needed, that the mekabel is omol, and then is mazin, the golem sayochem. In this place, the minik amokim is that you also pay schar kitov. This is considered like a new tiche, and it warrants payment. Now, if that is the minika mokim, the teiris chayim, so then if you won't pay it, it's nira keribis. I mean, in this place, they pay it. In other place, if you don't pay it, you don't pay it. You don't have to look at it as a bazundara tiche, a bazundara itzo, but in the places where it is ungenomen that you pay for schar kitov, so memela, you mechuyev to pay. And if you won't pay it, it's nira keribis. Then it's also because you see that he's doing a service and he's not getting paid for it. That is the beginning of what the Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama said, mokim shenogu lahalis schar kotev lemois lebeim malim. Ve'ein mishanim meminik hamadin. If that's the minik, so memele, it's right, it's wrong. If the minig is, this is a tirche, which is addressed and paid for, so memele, you have to pay it, and if you don't pay it, it's nira keribis. That is the divrei tanekama. Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, shomin egel im imoy, v'sayach im imoy, Vafilu b'mokim shenogu lahalois schar kotev katov lemois. Let us see what Rashi says. Zut Rashi. Im imoy. What is, if he gave to the mekabel, an eagle, im imoy. Deleke tilche laafuki layuli. Lefi shenimshach acha imoy. It's nimshach achar imoy. Period. Now, let us just stop here a minute. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that this minig that you pay for the kitov, for the kitov, that's tafke, if you're megadol the agolim without a name, so memele, then there's a need to be mekatev the agolim. So then, if the minig is that they address this as a besundere tiche and it's paid for, then you have to pay for this, and if not, it looks like ribbis. But if he was mekabel an eagle together with the mother, now if the eagle is together with the mother, so memele the eagle is nimshach acha imoy. If the eagle is nimshach acha imoy, so then there is no need to pay schar kituf, because you don't have to carry the eagle. The eagle is nimshach acha imoy, and the eagle is nimshach acha imoy, so you don't have to carry it. That's what Rashi says. The leke tilche lafuki ulayule lefi shenimshach acha imoy. So far so good. Now, before we continue Rashi, let us go to the Gemara. So let us start again the Barais. Mokim shenogu lahalois katof lemois lebeima male pein mishane mimine kamedine. And the Tanakhama says, in the place where you pay schar katof, it has to be paid for. It has to be addressed, because since in this place the minhag mokim is to pay for it, if you don't pay for it, it's nira kiribus. Fine. Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel loima, shomen egel im imoy v'sayich im imoy v'afilu b'mokim shenogu l'halos schar katof. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that means, but I agree with the minhag. But what is, if he was mekabel an egel im imoy, v'sayich im imoy, so then there is no need to be mekatev, because it's nimshach acha imoy. So it's nimshach acha imoy, so memele, so then you don't have to pay schar katev. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. So that means the minig, which is relevant without a mother, he says, but when there's a mother, there's minig gei dishon, because now there's no need for schar katev. Vafilu b'mokim shenogu lahalois schar katev. Fine. So far, so good. Lemois. Fragt die Gemorre, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Leiboi, Schar, Amoloi, Umezoinai. What's with Schar, Amoloi, Umezoinai? Now, all of a sudden, the Gemorre, that means, till now, we're speaking about Schar Katov. The Tanakhama says, you pay Schar Katov, and that's the Minhag HaMokim. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, you don't pay Schar Katov if it's shomim egel imimoy. So now all of a sudden the Gemara asks, Rab Shimon Gamliel loiboy schar amoloi umezainai. What's with schar amoloi umezainai? So I'll just say a shtikel akdoma how the Beis Aaron learns pshat in the Gemara. This is what he says al kaponim. Then we'll see how it's Nichlal b'divrei Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, "Shomin egel im imoy." That means you're allowed to be shom. You make an iske, and from stimas loshen, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel vaystoyish, you don't pay anything. Egel im imoy. If that is your megadol the egel, but the aim is there also, so finished. You don't have to pay anything. fragt die Gemorre, gut, Schar Kittuf, I understand. But there is Schar Omol Omozein. So, why doesn't he have to pay this? Egel Amimai only takes away the Schar Kittuf. But what's with Schar Omol Omozein? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel leiboy schar amoloi umezoinai. So, I just want to give a shtickel agdome that the Beis Aaron says that the Gemara's kasha over here is not on mezoinai. Why not? Because if it's there with the mother, so it's yeinik from the mother. I'm talking about an eagle with a mother. Niskor rechach eimai. So, the Gemara's kasha is not on mezoinai. Gemara's kasha is on schar amoloi. Schar amoloi. And for the Gemara, Ika Glolim. Now, I think the Taich Ika Glolim, the Gemara means... Whose glolim are we speaking about? Are we speaking about the glolim of the aim? Or the glolim of the eagle? I don't know clearly. We're speaking about the glolim of the aim. That the glolim of the aim have a shavius, and because of these glolim, so this will pay for the omol from the eagle. So now everything is taken care of. There's no need of kittuv, and there's a name. There's no need of mazayin. When there's a name, and the omol, this glolim, the idoch, glolim afkuri mafkevahu. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, let's see again Rashi imimoy. The leke tilche lafuki elayule. Afisha nimshach acha imoy. If the mother is there, there's no tilche lafuki elayule. Ubaloi omol umozay. You don't have to pay scha omol umozay. Ki imoy oise vaichelas. The mother is taken care of. The mother is Aisa Vaichelas. Bein Tzorich Lahalos Leischar Kotei Vafilu Bamokim Shinogu Lahalos Lagolim B'sayochim Ani Shoymim Levadom. But if it's with a name, Chabuz Vatayin, this is one Dibur HaMas, it goes together. Bein Tzorich Lahalos Leischar Kotei Vafilu Bamokim Shinogu Lahalos Lagolim B'sayochim Ani Shoymim Levadom. Because here there's no need for that, because it's nimshach acha ima. Fine. But there is a problem over here, which the Beis Aaron does not address. So the Val, we have a murdik pshat in the Gemara. That means, the Beis Aaron says there's omol and there's schar kittuv, and they're two different things. They should not like that, we'll see. There's omol and schar kittuv. And Rav Shimon Gamliel just said schar kittuv does not have to be paid if it's im imoy. If it's im imoy, schar kittuv doesn't have to be paid. And it would seem nothing has to be paid. So the Gemara asks, but what's with Omol Mezainai? So the Beis Aaron says, Mezainai is, but the Kasha not on Mezainai because it is the mother, so it's Yedi from the mother. But what's Omol? So the Gemara answers, Glola. This Glola. Fine. Now, Ve'idoch. What's with the other Mandayama? Now, which other Mandayama are we speaking about? Where do we have a Mandayama that says you have to pay for the Omol? We hear here a Machlokes, the Tanakame said you have to pay for the Schar Kittuv. That's what he had to say. But Mokim Shenogu, you have to pay for the Schar Kittuv. He Bechlal did not speak about the Omol. He was Moisef, you have to pay Schar Kittuv. You have to pay Schar Kittuv because the minig is to pay Schar Kittuv, so you have to pay Schar Kittuv. He was Mechadish, there's a Chiev to pay Schar Kittuv B'mokim Shenogu. That's what he was Mechadish. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that when there's an aim, the minig is not relevant because it's nimshach acheimoy, so there's no need for schar kittuv. Fine. But now, so the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says you don't have to pay anything, but what is with the omo? So the Gemara says glolim. The Gemara says glolim. But l'chayre, who is the ve'idach? Who is the ve'idach? It seems there's a tane. That says you do have to pay for the omol. Who's this tane? Face it. It seems there's a tane. Perhaps in the next Mishnah. This is a member of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shomen Egel im imoy, Vesayach im imoy, Bein Tzoyach Litein Schar Omol Umozein Leegel, Ela Leim. So it would seem this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. In this Tana, I don't know if it's this Tana or the Tana of the Mishnah further, the Tana advice is this, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you don't have to pay Schar Omol because of the Glolim. And it seems the Tana of the Mishnah and of Samach Tesom at Beis holds you do have to pay for the Omol. This is a Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that's the Gemara's Kasha Ve'idoch. So on that the Gemara answers that he holds Glolim Avkuri Mafkelohu. He's mafke the glolim. So lechayre poshib shat is, so it's not called he's getting paid. It's called, he's hamazay, the bailam is mafke the glolim. So this is not considered a payment. Pidach lechayre is the tana and daf samach tesam et beis. I just like to, we don't have time to learn the first two taisvis in, which are hard taisvis in. I just like to learn the last taisvis. Hika glolim. Ubeperik Elo Metzias Gabi Seda Aveda Porich, there it says by there's an extra said by a Shabbos Aveda, the Porich Ve'emel Asuye Glolim. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell us that you have to return Glolim to the Baal Aveda, besides the Etzim Aveda, you have to return the Glolim. Bishani this time glolim mafkelohu. He's mafke the glolim. The bailam is mafke the glolim. So the ritus loshen of Tosfos is that you don't have to be meishiv them because he's mafke. And here, the Gemara seems to say, he's not Mavka, that's a Machloikas of Shimon Gamliel. Moshani stam glo mafkelu. Ho, sam lo kulal ma mochlu bishvil ha-shov ha-skerim. Aber loche, da zog li tin scha, roitze li es potra i de glolum. So here the Ritas Loshen of Teisvis is, that here Bedavki is not mafke, because he wants to patter himself for paying him, there shouldn't be an Isaribis. Here he's not mafke. There he is mafke. Yelus Hashach has a problem with this Taisus. Rashi says over there that he's mafkir for the Meshav Aveda because he did him a favor. So then this Dekasha doesn't begin of Taisus. So he also is mafkir for him because he's also doing him a favor. So then Dekasha finds that Nishtar. And if Taisus learned differently that normally he's mafkir the Glolim, so what is Pshat over here? He's not mafkir. I mean, if he's, by him, the glom don't have a chshivis, so how can this be considered a payment to the mekabel?